κόσμος 93,6 και 107.
Όλος ο κόσμος σε ένα ραδιόφωνο.
Ξεκίνησε ο ήχος της οθόνης με τον Γιάννη Πετρίδη στο Κόσμος.
Γεια σας. Σήμερα η ωραία μου κυρία είναι το γνωστό musical, η ταινία του 1964, προσαρμοσμένη από το θεατρικό musical των Lerner και Lowe του 1956, βασισμένο στο θεατρικό έργο του George Bernard Shaw του 1913, Πυγμαλίων, με σενάριο του Alan J. Lerner και σκηνοθεσία George Cukor. Θα ακούσουμε σχεδόν όλο το άλμπουμ και αν έχουμε χρόνο θα παίξω και 1-2 αποσπάσματα από την θεατρική παράσταση του 1956.
Look at her, a prisoner of the gutters, condemned by every syllable she utters. By right she should be taken out and hung for the cold-blooded murder of the English tongue. Oh, heavens, what a sound. This is what the British population calls an elementary education.
I'm sorry, I think you picked a poor example.
Did I? Hear them down in Soho Square, dropping H's everywhere, speaking English any way they like. Hey, you, sir, did you go to school?
What do you take me for, a fool?
But no one taught him take instead of tyke. Hear a Yorkshireman, or worse, hear a Cornishman converse. They'd rather hear a choir singing flat.
chickens cackling in a barn, just like this one.
God!
God. I ask you, sir, what sort of word is that? It's ow and gone that keep her in her place, not her wretched clothes and dirty face. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers too.
Beg your pardon?
An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to set a good example to people whose English is painful to your ears? The Scotch and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears. Well, in America, they haven't used it for years. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? Norwegians learn Norwegian. The Greeks are taught their Greek. In France, every Frenchman knows his language from A to Z. The French don't care what they do, actually, as long as they pronounce it properly. Arabians learn Arabian with the speed of summer lightning. The Hebrews learn it backwards, which is absolutely frightening. Use proper English, you're regarded as a freak. Why can't the English? Why can't the English learn to speak?
Ακούσαμε τον καθηγητή Henry Hickings. Αυτός είναι ο ρόλος που υποδίεται ο σπουδαίος ηθοποιός Rex Harrison στην ταινία. Δίπλα του η Audrey Hepburn σαν Eliza Doolittle. Ο τρίτος από τους βασικούς πρωταγωνιστές του φιλμ, Stanley Holloway, σαν Alfred P. Doolittle. Τώρα το τραγούδι ανήκει στην Audrey Hepburn. Στο φιλμ βλέπαμε την Audrey Hepburn να το τραγουδά. Όμως θα πρέπει να σας πω, στους νεότερους, οι παλιότεροι ίσως το ξέρουν, ότι όλα τα τραγούδια της Audrey Hepburn στο φιλμ έχουν τουμπλαριστεί από την Marnie Nixon. Η Marnie Nixon που έζησε από το 1930 μέχρι το 2016 ήταν μια σπουδαία Αμερικανίδα σοπράνο και το παρατσούκλι της ήταν ghost singer, γιατί είχε ντουπλάρει πάρα πολλές από τις γνωστές πρωταγωνίστριες, όπως ας πούμε την Deborah Kerr στον Βασιλιά και εγώ, την Natalie Wood στο West Side Story και την Audrey Hepburn στο My Fair Lady.
It's rather dull in town, I'll think I'll take me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Room somewhere far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of heat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 lovely.
Room
for me to eat. Lots of coal, make you lots of meat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely still. I would never budge till spring crept out on the windowsill.
Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be.
Who takes good care of me? Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
Lovely.
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 Πριν προχωρήσω στα υπόλοιπα τραγούδια από την ταινία, θα ήθελα να ακούσουμε την πρώτη ερμηνεία στο τραγούδι που μόλις τελείωσε από την θεατρική παράσταση του My Fair Lady, η Julie Andrews.
It's rather dull in town, I think I'll take me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of it. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Wouldn't it be lovely? Absolutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be. Who takes good care of me? Bye.
windows sill. Takes good care of me, I would it be lovely,
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 lovely.
Ακούσαμε τη Τζούλι Άντριος. Πριν γίνει διάσημη στο μεγάλο κοινό μέσα από τις ταινίες της δεκαετίας του 60. Η νεαρή Τζούλι Άντριος στην θεατρική παράσταση του 56 από την αυθεντική ηχογράφηση και τον παλιό δίσκο της δεκαετίας του 50 My Fair Lady. Στο θέατρο δίπλα στην Τζούλι Άντριος ήταν ο Ρεξ Χάρισον που επανέλαβε το ρόλο του και στον κινηματογράφο αργότερα. Η θεατρική παράσταση του Broadway του 1956 είχε κερδίσει 6 βραβεία Tony.
Have you ever met a man of good character where women are concerned?
Well, I haven't. I find the moment that a woman makes friends with me, she becomes jealous, exacting, suspicious and a damn nuisance. And I find the moment that I make friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am, a confirmed old bachelor and likely to remain so. Well, after all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just an ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who likes to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Let a woman in your life, and you're up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind, and so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton, he only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. Let a woman in your life and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips. The sort who never could, ever would, let an insulting remark escape his lips. A very gentle man. Let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will beg you for advice, your reply will be concise, and she'll listen very nicely, then go out and do precisely what she wants. You are a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Let a woman in your life, and you're plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend the evenings in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb, a pensive man am I, a philosophic joy, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad, inhuman noise. Living man. But
let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. She'll have a booming, boisterous family who will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Let a woman in your life. I shall never let a woman in my life.
I'm just an ordinary man. Ήταν ο Rex Harrison από την κινηματογραφική My Fair Lady. Ο ηθοποιός Stanley Holloway έπαιξε και στη θεατρική παράσταση και στον κινηματογράφο τον ίδιο ρόλο. Θα τον ακούσουμε τώρα σε ένα από τα ξεχωριστά τραγούδια από το My Fair Lady, With a Little Bit of Luck.
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll never work. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in.
Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you'll run amok. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck.
They're always throwing goodness at you, but with a little bit of luck, a man can duck. The Lord above made man to help his neighbor, no matter where, on land or sea or foam. The Lord above made man to help his neighbor, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you know, it comes around, you won't be home.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit, how lucky you won't be home. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming.
Η ταινία My Fair Lady σε πάρα πολλές λίστες που έχουν δημιουργηθεί από το 60 μέχρι σήμερα έχει τοποθετηθεί στα 10 καλύτερα musical όλων των εποχών. Το 2018 η ταινία επιλέχθηκε για τη διατήρηση στο Εθνικό Μητρό Κινηματογράφου των Ηνωμένων Πολιτειών από την Βιβλιοθήκη του Κογκρέσου σαν πολιτιστικά, ιστορικά και αισθητικά σημαντική.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait. You'll be sorry, but your tears'll be too late. You'll be broke and all have money. Will I help you, damn be funny? Just you wait, Henry Higgins, Just you wait. Just you wait in me Higgins till you're sick. And you scream to fetch a doctor double quick. I'll be off a second lighter and go straight to the theater. Ha ha, and me Higgins, just you wait. Henry Higgins, just you wait until we're swimming in the sea. Ooh, Henry Higgins, and you get the cramp a little ways from me. When you yell you're gonna drown, or get dressed and go to town. Ho ho ho, Henry Higgins, ho ho ho, Henry Higgins, just you wait.
War and die, or be famous, or be proper and prim. Go to St. James, so often I will call it St. Jim. One evening the king will say, oh, Liza, old thing, I want all of England your praises to sing. Next week on the 20th of May, I proclaim Liza Doodiddle Day. All the people will celebrate the glory of you, and whatever you wish and what I gladly will do. Thanks a lot, King, says I, in a manner well bred. But all I want is Henry Higgins Ed.
Done, says the king with a stroke. God, run and bring in the bloke. Then they'll march Henry Higgins to the wall, and the king will tell me Liza stand the call. As they raise their rifles higher, I'll shut, ready, aim, fire. Oh, ha, ha.
Ακούτε Κόσμος 93,6 και 107.
Στο επόμενο τραγούδι η πρωταγωνίστρια προσπαθεί να μιλήσει αριστοκρατικά τα αγγλικά, αφήνοντας τη λαϊκή προφορά της.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Bravo!
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
In Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire,
hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that blasted plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the
The Rain in Spain, Το επόμενο τραγούδι είναι από αυτά που ξεχώρισαν και γνώρισαν πάρα πολλές διαφορετικές εκτελέσεις σε διαφορετικές δεκαετίες. Φρανκ Σινάτρα, Ροζμαρί Κλούνεϊ και ακόμα Ρόμπιν Βίλιαμς και Νταϊάν Γουίστ. Είναι το «I could have danced all night».
To bed, my head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight, not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. Spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight.
Η ταινία My Fair Lady είχε και κριτική αποδοχή και εμπορική επιτυχία. Ήταν η δεύτερη ταινία με τις περισσότερες εισπράξεις το 1964. Κέρδισε 8 βραβεία Όσκαρ, μεταξύ αυτών καλύτερη ταινία, πρώτος ανδρικός ρόλος για τον Ρεξ Χάρισον και σκηνοθεσία για τον Τζορτζ Κιούκορ.
Thank you. one who should be here is here. What a smashing, positively dashing, spectacularly Ascot opening day. At the gate are all the horses waiting for the cue to fly away. What a gripping, absolutely ripping moment at the Ascot opening day. Pulses rushing, faces
Και τώρα η μεγαλύτερη ίσως επιτυχία που ξεκίνησε από το musical My Fair Lady, On the Street Where You Live. Ο ηθοποιός Jeremy Bread, που υποδύεται στην ταινία των Freddy, τραγουδά το On the Street Where You Live. Ο Jeremy Bread αργότερα, το 1984, είχε μια πολύ μεγάλη επιτυχία στην τηλεόραση που είχε υποδηθεί στη σειρά του 84 των Sherlock Holmes.
Down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. Any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Ο ηθοποιός και βαρύτονος, στο θέατρο κυρίως, Billy Shirley, έχει ντουμπλάρει τον πρωταγωνιστή στην ταινία αυτή My Fair Lady και ήταν η φωνή του Billy Shirley αυτή που ακούσαμε. Το τραγούδι έχει κάνει πάρα πολλές διαφορετικές ερμηνείες με επιτυχία. Ίσως η πιο γνωστή είναι αυτή του Vic Damone.
Tonight, old man, you did it, you did it, you did it. You said that you would do it, and indeed you did. I thought that you would rue it, I doubted you'd do it. But now I must admit it, that succeed you did. You should get a medal, or be even made a knight.
No, it was nothing. Really nothing.
All alone you hurdle every obstacle in sight.
Now wait, now wait. Give credit where it's due. A lot of the glory goes to you.
But you're the one who did it, who did it, who did it. As sturdy as Gibraltar, not a second did you falter. There's no doubt about it. You did it. I must have aged a year tonight. At times I thought I'd die of fright. Never was there a momentary lull.
Shortly after we came in, I saw at once we'd easily win. And after that I found it deadly dull.
You should have heard the oohs and ahs, everyone wondering who she was.
You think they'd never seen a lady before.
And when the Prince of Transylvania asked to meet her and gave his arm to lead her to the floor, I said to him, you did it, you did it, you did it. They thought she was ecstatic and so damned aristocratic, and they never knew that you...
Well, thank goodness for Zoltan Kapathy. If it hadn't been for him, I'd have died of boredom.
Kapathy, that dreadful Hungarian, was he there?
Yes, he was there all right, and up to his old tricks. That blackguard who uses the science of speech more to blackmail and swindle than teach. He made it the devilish business of his to find out who this Miss Doolittle is. Every time we looked around, there he was, that hairy hound from Budapest. Never leaving us alone, never have I ever known a ruder pest. Finally, I decided it was foolish not to let him have his chance with her. So I stepped aside and let him dance with her. Oozing charm from every pore, he oiled his way around the floor. Every trick that he could play, he used to strip her mask away. And when at last the dance was done, he glowed as if he knew he'd won. And with a voice too eager and a smile too broad, he announced to the hostess that she was a fraud.
No.
Yavo. Her English is too good, he said. That clearly indicates that she is foreign. Whereas others are instructed in their native language, English people aren't. And although she may have studied with an expert dialectician and grammarian, I can tell that she was a born Hungarian. Not only Hungarian, but of royal blood. She is a princess. Her blood, he said, is bluer than the Danube is or ever was. Royalty is absolutely written on her face. She thought that I was taken in, but actually I never was. How could she deceive another member of her race? I know each language on the map, said he, and she's Hungarian, as the first Hungarian rhapsody.
Το My Fair Lady είναι η ιστορία μιας φτωχής, της Eliza Doolittle, και ένας αλαζονικός καθηγητής φωνητικής, ο Henry Higgins, βάζει στοίχημα ότι θα μπορούσε να της μάθει να μιλάει σωστά αγγλικά και να την φέρει μέσα στην υψηλή κοινωνία στις αρχές του περασμένου αιώνα στο Λονδίνο.
And I am winging higher than the birds.
touch, and my heart begins to crumble. The heavens tumble, darling, and I'm...
Words, 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 I'm so sick of words. I get words all day through, first from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that. This is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Show me now. Sing me no song, read me no rhyme. Don't waste my time. Show me. Don't talk of June, don't talk of fall. Don't talk at all. Show me. Never do I ever want to hear another word. There isn't one I haven't heard. Here we are together in what ought to be a dream. Say one more word and I'll scream. Haven't your arms hungered for mine? Please don't explain. Show me. Show me. Wait until wrinkles and lines pop out all over my brow. Show me now.
Και το επόμενο τραγούδι είναι βέβαια σύνθεση των Frederick Lowe και Alan J. Lerner από το My Fair Lady Get Me to the Church on Time από τον πρωταγωνιστή της ταινίας Stanley Holloway. Το τραγούδι αυτό επίσης γνώρισε αρκετές διαφορετικές εκτελέσεις. Μία από αυτές με τον Bing Crosby.
There's just a few more hours, that's all the time you've got. A few more hours before they tie the knot.
There's drinks and girls all over London. And I gotta track 'em down in just a few more hours. Set 'em up, me darling. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning. Spruced up and looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me. Show how you'll miss me. But get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, me out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church.
Get him to the church.
For God's sake, get me to the church on time.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Some blows able. Lift up the table and get me to the church on time. If I am flying, then shoot me down. If I am wooing, get her out of town. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong the bell, I've got the chime.
Feather and Tommy, call out the army, but get me to the church.
Get him to the church.
Starlight is reeling down to bed now. Morning is smearing up the sky.
London is waking, daylight is breaking.
Good luck, old chum, good health,
good.
chime.
Hail and salute me, then haul off the good thing, and get me to the church, get me to the church. For God's sake, get me to the church.
Το επόμενο τραγούδι που ακούγεται προς το τέλος της ταινίας από τον Rex Harrison είναι από τα πιο αγαπημένα και έχει διασκευαστεί από μεγάλους καλλιτέχνες του jazz, όπως ας πούμε Stan Kertz, Paul Desmond, Count Basie, Chet Baker και πάρα πολλούς γνωστούς τραγουδιστές από τον Marvin Gaye μέχρι την Barbara Streisand. I've grown accustomed to her face.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune that she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. Marry Freddy. What an infantile idea. What a heartless, wicked, brainless thing to do. She'll regret it. She'll regret it. It's doomed before they even take the vow. I can see her now, Mrs. Freddie Eynsford Hill, in a wretched little flat above a store. I can see her now, not a penny in the till and a bill collector beating at the door. She'll try to teach the things I taught her and end up selling flowers instead, begging for her bread and water. While her husband has his breakfast in bed. In a year or so, when she's prematurely gray and the blossom in her cheek has turned to chalk, she'll come home and lo, he'll have upped and run away with a social climbing heiress from New York. Poor life. How simply frightful. How humiliating. How delightful. How poignant it'll be on that inevitable night when she hammers on my door in tears and rags. Miserable and lonely, repentant and contrite. Will I take her in or hurl her to the wall? Give her kindness or the treatment she deserves? Will I take her back or throw the baggage out? Well, I'm a most forgiving man. The sort who never could, ever would. Take a position and staunchly never budge. It's a most forgiving man. But I shall never take her back. If she were crawling on her knees, let her promise to atone, let her shiver, let her moan. I'll slam the door and let the hellcat freeze. Marry Freddy. But I'm so used to hear her say good morning every day. Her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman.
and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit one can always break. And yet I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to her face.
Σε ελάχιστα λεπτά εδώ στο Κόσμος συνεχίζουμε όπως πάντα με την ανασκόπηση, την μουσική βέβαια, της δεκαετίας του 80.